Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. Israeli spy plane attacks Palestinian civilians in Gaza and injures two while the Palestinian resistance fire homemade shells at Israeli towns near the coastal region. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. An Israeli army spy plane fired a missile at a group of Palestinian civilians on Wednesday morning in the town of Jabalia, located in the eastern part of the Gaza Strip, and injured two of them. Witnesses told reporters that a group of civilians were gathered near a local mosque in Jabalia when an unmanned airplane fired a missile at them. Medical sources said that the two men sustained light wounds and were moved to nearby Kamal Adwan Hospital. Meanwhile, another unmanned airplane fired several missiles at a group of civilians gathered in a street located in the southern side of Gaza City. Medical sources reported no injuries. Palestinian sources in the Gaza Strip reported that several Palestinian resistance groups had fired a number of Qassam homemade shells at Israeli towns neighbouring the coastal region on Wednesday. Three of those shells landed in an industrial zone at the southern Israeli town of Ashkelon. The shells landed in open spaces near power generators, causing no damage or injuries. Seven shells, which were fired from Gaza, landed in the western Negev area near the Palestinian coastal region. Again, the shells caused no damage or injuries. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, said that the firing of the 10 homemade shells comes in response to the Israeli army attacks on the Gaza Strip on Tuesday that left seven Palestinian police officers and two resistance fighters of Hamas dead. The Israeli army told Israeli media that if Palestinian resistance continues to fire homemade shells from Gaza, the army will conduct a wide-scale ground offensive targeting the coastal region. In the West Bank today, the Israeli army kidnapped at least 10 Palestinian civilians during a pre-dawn invasion to the region. Palestinian sources reported that those kidnappings took place in the cities of Nablus, Jenin, Tulkarem, Ramallah and Hebron. On Wednesday morning, the Israeli army demolished a Palestinian-owned house located in the Old City of Jerusalem. The two-story house, which is located near the Jewish holy site of the Wailing Wall, known to Palestinians as the Al-Barak Wall, is the home of 30 people. The Israeli authorities said the house was built without building permits, a document which has rarely been given to Palestinian families since Israel occupied the city in 1967. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report was brought to you by Caroline Jones and Ghassan Banoura.